Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. And today we will be talking about NASCAR and the dangers of it and what really goes on and, you know, the risk that those drivers take and how astounding it is. So, to kick it off, I want to start off with talking about NASCAR. So, the Daytona 500 is very close, and it's getting very heated. So, let me talk about the goals that have happened so far. Fernando Alonso had to be airlifted from from the track to the hospital because he wrecked his car, and it was crazy. It says that his car went off the Barcelona Catalunya circuit at turn three, and the right hand side of his car hit the wall. Boom. And you may think that, you know, if you're going 60 miles per hour, right, and in a regular car, let's say you hit the barricade, you're going to be pretty freaking injured. And, you know, these dudes are going 200 miles per hour. Now, they do have safety gear, but, you hit a concrete wall, that thing's not moving, you know? And it's kind of like if you meet an immovable object, right? And you're almost an irresistible force, but remember the word almost. That immovable object is going to win because it has one more, you know, pound or, you know, weight or whatever than the irresistible object. So it's bad. The crashes. Now they have improved the safety a lot. I remember we were watching NASCAR. Me and my mom were at Chili's the other day, and we saw this crash where this dude was flipped over on its top side. The car was flipped over on its top side, skidded across along, and then it kind of just rested in the dirt. And the dude was fine, you know, and he hit other cars and stuff, but the dude was fine. He got up and did an interview like 5 minutes after. Another one was there was this big accident, and it was by Kevin Harvick. He criticized the Daytona International Speedway last year for still having exposed concrete walls. He didn't really get a reaction. But 2014 last year. But now, like, Kyle Busch is now suffering a broken leg and a foot in crash. So that means that the back of your car hits the wall, right? And that is, the back of your car hits the wall and it breaks the leg. And I can just imagine how painful it must be, you know, to be in that car, be stuck inside there waiting for the people to get you out and having this leg, and the only thing you're able to do is look at it, you know, and it must be crazy. So let's talk about the dangers of NASCAR, right? Now, there's, in everything you do, there's going to be dangers, right? But cars, a big thing. NASCAR is considered a sport, right? NASCAR and, you know, all the other racing is the most dangerous sport ever, because you have cars, you have these machines that are going 200 miles per hour, and they're going right next to each other. If somebody makes one wrong move, a foot, you know, even one, you know, a one tiny foot, then you're done. If you slam into the other person, they go skidding across, going in circles, hitting other cars and causes this big accident. And then, of course, you're going 200 miles per hour. It's hard to keep the handling, right? And so you hit a concrete wall. Pretty much you might have permanent brain damage. Some people might even die. You saw it last year. That one poor guy was in the pit stop, and he got run over by that race car, and he died, basically. And it was pretty freaking crazy. It's a very dangerous sport. I can't say that enough. You know, of course, these cars are built in with safety mechanisms and, you know, all that good stuff. But you know what? 200 miles per hour counteracts all of that. You're still going to get injured. So there's really nothing you can do. Excuse me, young. So yeah, the NASCAR Daytona 500 is coming up. I'm looking forward to it, but hopefully everybody will be safe. You know, that's not going to happen, but yeah. I will also say that another racing that isn't as dangerous and I really like to enjoy is Monster Jam. Right now, I believe that the Monster Jam for February already passed. Monster Jam. And so, yeah, it was, I think it already passed, but they do racing in that. And I think that's really cool because they have, they do racing that, and I feel like that's much safer because, number one, you're in a big freaking truck, and, it's pretty freaking crazy. So, I feel like that's a really cool racing thing if you want to go to that. And, you know, maybe see a little bit safer things. But, of course, everything comes with dangers. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break here on PJ Sports Talk. The place to be every Sunday at noon. Sarah here. We'll be right back to talk about NBA and MLB.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We're now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm PJ, and we're going to talk about the combine and what went on there. So this was crazy. It was Mariota versus Winston, pretty much the big guys on the field that the scouts were seeing. And, of course, you had some wide receivers in there, such as Amari Cooper, right? But for the most part, it was Winston v. Mariota. And Mariota had faster everything. He was very fast, and he had He had a 4.52 40-yard dash, which was faster than some wide receivers. And those wide receivers were some of the top wide receivers in the league. He had a faster 40-yard dash. Now, Winston, I think he had a 4.99, and I think that's what he had, but it was they both were the stars of the combine. And, you know, even going to the combine is really a special experience for all college athletes. You know, it makes you feel like you're already a part of the NFL, and it feels really cool. But I will say that they were the two stars. Mary has been better jump, all the good stuff. And both quarterbacks had very, you know, they were very positive, and I thought it was pretty cool. That was the combine, basically my little thing there. It was funny watching the small school kids go out and do their thing, and some of them be actually really good. But knowing that just because they went to a small school and that school wasn't a winner, that they're not going to get picked. So, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. But I've yawned a lot. I'm very sorry. So, NBA, we have the Warriors and the Pacers. The Warriors, you know, I'm looking at the stats here for the NBA. The Warriors are kicking butt. They only have 9 losses and 43 wins. It's astounding. I think that's almost the same as the Heat last year around this time. I think the Heat had like not 5 losses maybe. You remember how they went on that unbeaten streak for I don't know how long, but it was pretty crazy. So I think the Warriors, if I were to pick a championship contender, I would definitely go with the Warriors. Now, some more cool teams here that we're looking at. We have the Cavaliers. You know, they're not the best in the league, but they're getting up there. You remember at the beginning of the season, they stunk. And they're going up against the Knicks, who aren't very good. And I don't know what it is with the Knicks anymore. But it's pretty crazy. And you know what? J.R. Smith left the Knicks and went to the Cavaliers. And now it's going to be his first time facing the Knicks. So that's going to be interesting as well. So pretty crazy stuff. And going on into Major League Baseball, going on into NHL, we have the Duke and NC State. Hold on. We have NHL and the Capitals. We have the Capitals and the Flyers, the Bruins and the Blackhawks, the Predators and the Sabres, the Panthers and the Penguins, the Canucks and the Islanders, the Lightning and the Avalanche, the Blue Jackets and the Rangers, and the Stars and the Wild. I'm sorry about that. That was pretty funny. I don't know why I thought MLB. That's long gone. All right. But yeah. So and that's the rundown for NHL. And I want to talk a little bit about the Lightning here. The Lightning are actually not doing too bad. They have 37 wins. I think the only other team with there's four other teams with that good of a record, and in the entire league, and that's something to say. That is something that you can go home and tell your fans. We're in the top three teams of that. I find that really cool. So, good job for the Lightning, and you know that sort of stuff. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, freestyle. So, getting into that, Florida, the temperatures have dropped off the ball. And I don't know, it was really cool for the last day. And it felt like Wisconsin again. It was crazy. It was like 30 degrees and freaking crazy, man. But yeah, that was the temperatures. And you know what? I saw this skit, and it was by a guy named Jeff Dunham. He's a ventriloquist, and it was hilarious. He was doing his Christmas, and he has these four guys: Jose Jalapeno, and this Eek. Is what Jose likes to call himself. And then you have Peanut, and then you have Bub J, and then you have Ahmed, and I there's one more guy that comes in every once in a while. His name is Melvin, and he's a superhero. But yeah, so let me explain. My favorite skit was Bubba J. And he also has Walter. I forgot Walter. My favorite skits are Bubba J and Walter and Peanut. All those skits are really good, but I really like those three. And Bubba J, he had this one where I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So it went like this. Hi, Bubba J. How was your weekend? What'd you do? I was watching NASCAR and drinking beer. Yeah? Did you have a good Christmas? No. Why not? I said Santa on fire. You did what? Yeah, Santa was coming down the chimney. I thought the fat man was coming in with a big old bag and stealing my stuff. I don't want that. I know, I think it was something different than that, but so I said, Santa on fire. Oh, Jay, did you put him out with the nearest liquid? No. That'd be a waste of beer. Did you have water to put him out? We don't drink that crap. So what'd you do? I peed on him. You what? Yeah, my cousin was sitting there on the couch singing. My stupid cousin, mind you, he was singing on the first day of Christmas, Santa was on fire, and Bubba was whizzing on his head. And that was crazy. And you know what? My stupid brother walks outside. He's a 12-point buck standing on top of our roof. Decides to shoot the damn thing. There goes Santa's lead deer. So, Bubba J, did you write Tanner a letter?
Yeah. Did you send it to him? No.
Why not?
You know, I typed that thing up on the fancy computer, and it wouldn't fit in the mailbox.
Yeah, well, I took the liberty of printing your letter out.
It looks a little weird, though.
Yeah, I can't read that myself.
Why does it look so weird?
Because we are running low on ink, so I mixed the ink with beer.
Okay. Well, that's our show, everybody. And that was his skit. This is back to regular PJ now. And that was just Jeff Dunham's skit, and I thought it was hilarious. And I don't know, it was great. Anyway, that's what I've been interested in lately. Thank you for listening to this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. I will see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Goodbye.